KSAC Money 105.5, presenting Money 2.0 and financial services expert Eric Ilovsky. It's Real Life Lending on Money 2.0.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Real Life Lending and Real Estate. We are your Northern California show for what is new and true in the mortgage finance world and your local real estate market. I'm Sandra Pro, sitting in for our regular host, Eric Ilovsky. Eric is the Vice President of Essex Mortgage and runs a Northern California branch in El Dorado Hills. He's celebrating his 11th year here on the air on Money 105.5. Eric started this show because he was frustrated about what he was hearing on the economic event that was happening in our national media. He wanted to provide a place for you, the consumer, that you could ask questions and find out what you can do and what you can't do in a real estate transaction. Essex Mortgage is a direct lender. We make all our lending decisions in-house, which means we are the bank. Our quick, direct access to our underwriters is a valuable asset, especially as a loan officer. We are not here to sell you a product. We're here to give you the power of knowledge and to educate you on the biggest purchase you will probably ever make in your lifetime. A little bit about myself. I've worked in the mortgage industry for over 30 years. I've had many job positions in this business, which has taught me what is needed for a smooth transaction. I've been with Essex Mortgage for 5 years working as a loan officer. I'm a people person, and I enjoy meeting with clients in person, but also have the technology of an online application process. We learned during COVID that we don't have to necessarily meet in person, but I still love to get to know my clients personally. If you're thinking about buying your first home or a vacation rental property, give me a call at 530-391-4314. Let's make this the year you stop paying your landlord's mortgage. When buying a house, you have three teams that are working on your behalf, and we're going to be discussing each team this morning. You have a lender, me, unless you are paying cash. You have a realtor, and you have a title company. In the studio this morning, I have Janet Gott with Century 21 and Tristan Norris with Placer Title. Let me introduce you. Janet, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm very excited. My name is Janet Gott. I work as a realtor in the most beautiful place on earth, Pollock Pines. I've been selling real estate now for about 19 years. It'll be 19 years next month, and I'm doing the job that I love. I'm doing what I'm meant to do. I get to guide my clients through the complicated process of a real estate transaction, I'm so blessed to be here, and you know, I get to help people change their lives. You know, who gets to say that? You know, if you're looking to buy or sell a home in El Dorado County or Pollock Pines, a nice mountain home, you could call me at 530-306-0075 or visit my website at imhappyathome.com.
Well, thank you, Janet. And also with us today is Tristan of Placer Title. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning, Sandra. Thanks for having me on today. My name's Tristan Norris. I am with Placer Title in Placerville. I currently hold the business development role for Placer Title, and that means I generate business for my office.
So a lot of people, when they're thinking about buying a house, they're like, I'm buying a house, or I'd like to buy a house, and I'm going to call my realtor. But that necessarily isn't where you should start, because your realtor, Janet, correct me if I'm wrong, wants to know that you've been pre-approved before you go out shopping.
Absolutely, Sandra. It's so important. I can't tell you how many times I have a buyers come to me. They found a house online. They want to go see it, and they're all excited to go see it. They fall in love with it, but then they can't purchase it because they're not approved for a loan. And that takes some time. There's a process that goes through approval. And if you're not approved, you're probably not going to get that house. Someone else is going to beat you to it.
Right. And do you see that the offer is stronger for a buyer if they are pre-approved?
Oh, absolutely. No seller in their right mind is going to even consider accepting an offer from somebody who hasn't even gotten themselves approved for a loan.
Right. And there's a big difference between a pre-qual and a pre-approval. I've had clients call me who said, oh, I'm pre-approved with so-and-so, but I'm shopping around. And I said, oh, that's great. You should be shopping around. So you should have all the pertinent information that I need. And so I have them fill out my online app, or I fill it out with them in person or over the telephone. But I also ask for their documentation. I want to look at your W-2s and your pay stubs. I need to look at your bank statements to see what's coming and going out of those accounts and how much money you have to purchase a house. And I need to pull your credit so I can determine your FICO score, because there's a wide range of programs and a wide range of FICO scores. And I need to do all of that to make sure you're pre-approved. And I've had clients say, oh, the other guy didn't ask me that.
Right.
And I said, well, so then you're not really pre-approved. You're pre-qualled with the information you've given them. So there is a big difference, and it's really a step up when making an offer to be pre-approved. And that's where you should get started.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're not willing to provide some documentation to your lender to back up what you're saying, it's just the pre-qualification really isn't worth the paper that it's printed on.
Right. And you do want to be looking at houses you can afford. And a lot of times you want your payment to be X, but you want your sale price to be Y, and the numbers don't match up. And mm-hmm. So you really need a dose of reality with a lender, so that when you go out shopping, you're successful, you're looking at homes that you can buy, your realtor knows what your parameters are. So I, you know, do the numbers first, but then when you're talking to your realtors, do you ask them for like a wish list of what must-haves and
Absolutely. That's part of the process. I mean, I need to spend some time getting to know my clients, what it is that they're looking for, not just size of house, how many bedrooms. Those are the basics. It's also important that I find out all the things that might not show up on paper: style, taste, the land, the lay of the land. Is it, do we have a view? Do we have usable property? Things
right.
like that.
Stairs. I know in Pollock Pines, that's yes. a big thing. Stairs are
or
a
driveways.
Lot. Yes. driveways you can and cannot get out of.
Right. Well, I have learned to be fearless going up and down driveways. So.
Yes. Pollock Pines, they do a tour up in Pollock Pines, and they do a carpool tour so that we all get into cars together. So we are touring together and maneuvering properly in Pollock Pines.
These brave ladies come in my car. They trust me. Crazy.
Because she's brave on the driveway.
So Tristan, to start off, after we have found our house, people do open escrow. And opening escrow, do they call you personally, or how does that work?
Oh, no. They would contact one of my escrow officers in my office at, obviously, 530-626-3770. Shameless Placer title. Placer will plug there.
They are the best.
And that would be done by your agent, more than likely. We do encourage buyers and sellers to give us a call to check what their costs would be. We call it shopping, because not all title companies are created equal, and they all have different fees that they charge. The title industry is regulated as per what we can charge for title insurance policies, but as for escrow fees, that does vary across the board. So yeah, general public, call in, do your due diligence, and see who's going to give you the better deal.
That's great. And when you're refinancing, it's your lender that normally opens that escrow, and we do a great business with Placer Title.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is the co-host of Real Life Real Estate and luxury realtor, Christina Manuel. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I can help. From the city to the suburbs, buyer and seller opportunities are better than ever in our region. We have many pre-approved buyers looking for their dream home today. I have a strategic marketing plan that attracts thousands of home buyers with radio ads, professional photography, 250 online platforms to reach the largest buyer's pool for your property. If I don't sell your home, you can cancel at any time. Listen, guys, buying or selling a home does not have to be stressful. So call me today at 916-251-6414 or visit reallifere.com for more info. Real estate is the key to building wealth, and our team will get the job done for you no matter what. So call or text me for all of your real estate needs. I'm always available, 916-251-6414. That's 251-6414. Stop paying your landlord's mortgage today. Christina Manuel, California, BRE number 02001226. Real Life Real Estate number 02034422.
Hello, everybody. It's Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Let's make this year the year you stop paying your landlord's mortgage and start making the investment in yourself. Everyone's talking about rates increasing, but rates are still historically low. So why don't you lock in your rate today and fix your cost of housing for the next 30 years? Get pre-approved today by calling me at 916-806-0606. And even if you've been turned down by another lender, bear in mind that Essex Mortgage is the bank and all lending decisions are made in-house. Essex Mortgage has several down payment assistance programs that will allow 100% financing for your new home purchase. We have programs for self-employed borrowers, jumbo, VA, FHA, and reverse mortgages for those over the age of 62. Call me today at 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606, or find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky. NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
KSAC Money 105.5 FM and Money Experts. It's Real Life Lending. Now, back to Eric Olofsky on Money
2.0. Hello again. I'm Sandra Pro, loan officer at Essex Mortgage, standing in for Eric Olofsky, who is on vacation enjoying the wonderful East Coast with his family. So, Sandra Pro, your professional loan officer.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love it.
When you are thinking about buying a house, choosing your loan officer should be your first step. And we talked about that a little bit previously. A lot of people want to start looking at the houses, but again, call a lender first. And it is good to shop around. And what I'd like to tell everybody is, if you are looking for good personal customer service, if you are looking for somebody to hold your hand through the process, if you are looking for somebody to educate you about how to get pre-approved and what it takes, you need to look at local lenders. And that is one of my specialties. I like to educate my borrowers. A lot of times you'll call a big bank and they'll say, oops, you've got bad credit, you don't qualify, and they hang up. I like to walk the walk with you. You may come into my office and you are ready to go, yahoo. But a lot of times you might have the income, but you don't maybe have the money saved up, or maybe you're credit challenged. And I like to walk the path and help you figure out, what do you need to do? If you cannot buy today, what do you need to do to get there? Is it a couple months down the line? Is it 6 months down the line? Is it maybe next summer? But that is one of the things that I do extremely well when I'm talking to buyers, especially first-time home buyers. I'm an educator at heart, and I want you to be successful. Another thing you should know is, while working with us, there's no money out of pocket to begin with. The service that we provide is yours for free, and we get paid when your loan closes. The only time you have money coming out of pocket is your inspection fees sometimes are paid up front. Not always, but even if you go into escrow and we get an appraisal, we pay that appraiser. He's your inspector. If you get a termite report, you pay that report. Now, if those reports come up to the point where the appraisal's low or there's too much work to be done, that's your due diligence, and there's an expense there, but then you get to decide if you're going to buy that property or not.
It's a small investment to protect you in one of the largest investments most people make in their lives.
Yeah, honestly.
It's, you know, it's a few $100s versus a few $100,000s. You really should get your inspections, and you really should do your due diligence. It's worth it.
Yes. Right. Well, and depending on your loan program, things are required for different loan programs. Mm-hmm. Some programs don't make you get any inspections. Some require septic, well, termite. Some of them are choices that you make. Mm-hmm. I always say, definitely do your inspections.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do them out if they're not put on the contract, like a termite inspection. You still can get those inspections, but we don't have to see them, and so
right.
you can negotiate buyers, outside.
Buyers are able to you still have your inspection period, whether something is in the contract or not. The buyer is still legally able to have whatever inspections they want done on the house, and they should.
Yes, they agreed.
They should absolutely do that. You know, the process, you know, we work as a team. I always kind of feel like I'm kind of like the team leader in, in my little transaction, because I'm the one who has the most face-to-face contact with the client, because you're actually in my car or I'm actually in your living room helping you with the process. So if a buyer comes, the first thing that I'm talking to a buyer about is your lender. And you should go to a local lender, somebody who's familiar with the area, someone like Sandra, who is amazing. And oftentimes, there is a process that goes with it. That it takes, you know, there's somebody's not quite ready, credit worthy, and they need someone like Sandra to help them get there. And then once we get that approval done, we have the money, we got the go-ahead, then I get to go out and help you spend it. And that's the fun part, the shopping.
Yes, it really is. And there is – and a lot of like part of what we do as lenders is introduce you to different loan programs. We have a USDA program that's for rural properties that is a really great 100% financeable program where, you know, you buy a house for $500, your loan amount's $500. But there are closing costs involved in that. And so you can pay for that yourself. You can get gift money. You can ask for seller credits. So you just got to know that even though it's 100% financing, doesn't necessarily mean you're getting in for $0.
Exactly.
There are always other fees involved. Yes.
Yes. There's a lot of there are closing costs. There are closing costs that are paid to the lender. There's closing costs that are paid to the title company. There's we set up impound accounts for your taxes and your insurance. But does the buyer pay your fees?
My fees?
Yes.
Well, actually, the my fee, my commissions, are paid out of the proceeds from the sale. So, yeah, in a way, the buyer is paying my commission because
those loan funds are
exactly
are what buying the house, and so the loan funds are what's paying and, said commissions.
And the buyer will be paying for 30 years on that loan. So, yeah, that does come from. I mean.
But the actual cost of – so the cost of the real estate commissions are probably factored into the sale price.
Exactly.
But the actual 3 to 6% comes from the proceeds of the seller,
from
not
the sellers.
From the buyers.
It comes from the proceeds of the sellers, which is funded by the buyers'
right.
monies.
But we're not taking it out of the buyer's pocket.
No, it doesn't show up on their side of the transaction. No,
right. No, not at all. Yeah, the buyer isn't writing me a check. There is no out of pocket. All of the
unless it's a FSBO, unless it's a for sale by owner, and they're not wanting to pay said commissions. So then, if like a seller has a home and he doesn't want to use a real estate agent, they can do for sale by owner. And then your buyer comes in and say your buyer has a real estate agent. Well, your real estate agent isn't going to do that for free. So then you would have to have the talk with the buyer, saying that they would be there with that percentage, whatever you came to agree and saw on, and then it would come from there.
Exactly.
Well, but it still would show on the seller side of the transaction coming from their proceeds. It gets a little sticky there explaining to people.
And I can tell you, in my 19 years, I have had very little transactions go that way.
So yeah, no, it is few and far between. I've seen them.
Right. But it happens.
Yeah, it does.
It happens.
Yes. So just we'd like you to be eyes wide open. By the time I am done getting your loan pre-approved, you are confident, and we know that what your cap is, we know what your expectations are, so that Janet can do a really good job for you when shopping.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to clarify something. A lot of people think that realtors, we are salespeople. That's not what I do.
I'm therapists.
I am a fiduciary, which means I put your needs above my own in the transaction. I always like to tell my clients the term fiduciary dates back to medieval times where lords would hire knights to protect them. So I always, you know, hold my pen up in the paper. This is my sword and my shield protecting you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I provide information. I provide, and if I don't have the information, I provide referrals to people who do have the information. Yes. It's important to me that my clients make educated decisions. My job is to provide information. People are grown-ups. My clients are grown-ups. You guys all make your own decisions. Our job here, the three of us, is to provide you with the information you need to make educated decisions.
Yeah, and having a realtor also protects you against liabilities.
True.
That can come up. You know, everybody is crazy Sue happy, and those contracts that the realtors, that CAR and NAR provide, mm-hmm. protect sellers and buyers alike,
right,
from lawsuits, basically.
Yeah, we live in a very litigious society. And if you're working with a local experienced agent, that person can help you with your contracts, help you with disclosures, help you with the things that that people mostly wind up in court over. A home can be sold in any condition in the state of California, mm-hmm. so long as the seller discloses what that condition is.
But that doesn't always mean it's lendable.
True.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so there are some things that are required by the lender if there's health and safety issues on a property, regardless of what the contract says.
Absolutely.
But we are definitely counselors at heart and educators, and it is the biggest thing you will ever purchase in your lifetime.
Yes, it is.
One of the things that we are seeing that's difficult in our area, especially up in El Dorado County rural area, is fire insurance. Mm. So that's been hard for me to get someone pre-approved for, let's say, a $400,000 loan, and I estimate their insurance to be $4,000 a year, which sounds high, but
it's not.
It's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, $4,000 a month in Pollock Pines,
it's
that's not
nothing.
Bad.
Yes, but if I have you pre-approved at $400,000 and $4,000 a year for your insurance, and your insurance comes in at $8,000, we've got to quickly rerun numbers to make sure you still, number one, pre-qualify for that. Yeah. Number two, are comfortable with that increased payment. So sometimes people say, I'm comfortable at a $3,000 house payment, but they qualify for maybe $3,600, but they don't want to go that high. So mm-hmm. that's where the number game comes into effect. And I can't tell you how many times I run numbers and rerun numbers and run numbers again for clients, because it does make a big difference on what you qualify for. And that fire insurance, do you see that sellers are providing maybe current quotes?
A lot of sellers do. A part of my process when I represent a seller is that I am calling insurance agents to get a ballpark quote,
right,
because insurance is individualized.
Yeah,
depending on the
each
type
specific
of
house and each coverage is
right.
going to have a different quote.
And it's become part of the buying process as well. So if you're out shopping for a home, insurance can really affect what you qualify for.
Yeah, keep that in mind, please.
Yeah, and depending on the location, it could vary from, you know, $2,000 a year all the way up to, I've seen it, you know, $10,000-$12,000 a year, depending on the area.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, it's important to work in connection with a local insurance agent.
And when you're getting those $12,000 insurance quotes, that's really messing with your buyer's debt-to-income ratio, and then they just
absolutely
can't qualify.
Right, or they don't want to make that payment.
Exactly,
right.
And we're looking for a new house, kids.
Right. And so, and that's part of our process of running our numbers and getting pre-approved and due diligence.
Yes,
absolutely.
Get your reports, get your quotes, and know what we're really working with. And once you go into contract, you know, we are seriously working hard to get you that home. Sometimes, if we have something like a horrendous insurance quote, we start over. But no, if we start over, your loan application stays in place. Your documentation you've given me stays in place. You don't have to start over. If you like make an offer and it doesn't get accepted, mm-hmm. your loan with me is in place. And Janet goes out and starts again.
Oh, it's fun.
So that's we've talked a little bit about lending here. And then on our next segment, we're going to hit real estate, correct?
Woohoo.
Yes. So Janet's going to be our key speaker in the next 15 minutes.
Hey, everybody. This is Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Home values are rising, and homeowners have more equity than ever before. While that's great news, the cost of living and items we use every day are getting more expensive as inflation sets in. Most of us have worked years to pay the mortgage on our home. Maybe it's time for your home to pay you. If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may help eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and provide a line of credit to be used for emergencies or maybe just to improve the quality of life. With a reverse mortgage, you retain title to your home. You can pay it off anytime like a traditional mortgage, and your heirs have the ability to pay off the loan below market value, even if your loan balance exceeds the value of your home. Call me today to learn if a reverse mortgage is right for you. 916-806-0606. That's Eric Olofsky with Essex Mortgage at 916-806-0606. Or you can find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky, NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
Hi. This is John Scambray, Certified Portfolio Manager and Chief Investment Officer of One Source Wealth Management, a Granite Bay, California company. I've been helping people and companies with their financial services goals for over 30 years, since 1992, and I've never been more needed than right now. If you are worried about your hard-earned savings because of a declining dollar, inflation, and out-of-control government spending, call 916-967-3500 to meet with me, John Scambray, for a no-obligation consultation, a free retirement plan analysis, and a copy of my book, Buy Low, Sell High. Or visit wisemoneyguys.com for more information. That's wisemoneyguys.com. Remember, you can also call 916-967-3500. Again, 916-967-3500.
Are you a small business owner wondering if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit? With Careful Accounting Associates, you can receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds through this federal program. Just one call to 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Our process has been thoroughly vetted by a team of experienced tax attorneys and CPAs, and our refund specialists will work tirelessly to get you every penny your business deserves. Plus, with our exclusive audit assistance guarantee, your business is protected. Call Careful Accounting Associates now at 800-315-8175. See if you qualify for an ERC advance payment and get the cash your business needs to succeed. That's 800-315-8175. Your small business may qualify to receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds. Call 800-315-8175 now.
Sacramento's home for intelligent talk. From hosts like Mike Gallagher and Mark Levin.
Sacramento's
Money 105.5 and the Money 105.5 app for your smartphone.
And at iHeart, tune in.
And Odyssey.
Now, back to Eric Olofsky on Money 2.0.
Hello again. It's Sandra standing in for Eric Olofsky. This segment, we are going to be speaking again with Janet, who is a realtor up at Century 21 Select in Pollock Pines. And Janet, the majority of your business is in Pollock Pines. In fact, you live in Pollock Pines, right?
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that area, because you're very passionate about it.
I am very passionate about it. It is my favorite place on earth. Pollock Pines is a lovely mountain community located along Highway 50, right in between Sacramento and South Lake Tahoe. So it's a great vacation spot. It's also a great place to live full time. We do get some snow. I love the snow.
I love the snow.
I'm a Bay Area girl. I grew up in the Bay Area. I grew up in Fremont. So moving to Pollock Pines, I didn't know what mountain life was. And here I am 17 years later, a bona fide mountain woman. Love it.
Snowplower of your street.
Yes, I snowplow my street. The neighbors laughed at us the year we moved in because they drive by and we're out with shovels. And I live on a private road. And so that summer we went down, bought ourselves a vehicle with a snowplow. And I've been plowing for 17 years and love it. But I love selling real estate in Pollock Pines. It's an easy sale as far as the area. It's beautiful.
And people are really lucky when they contact you because you have so much experience and expertise in the community.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pollock Pines and Camino as well, too.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Let's not forget Camino.
There's Apple Hill.
Apple Hill.
Yay. And the wineries.
We have
amazing wineries.
We
yes.
do. And Jenkinson Breweries. Lake. I just love.
You were just out there.
I was. We were boating. We took a little dinner cruise out at Sly Park. It's also known as Jenkinson Lake. And it is beautiful. It is so pretty. And it's so easy to get to.
And it's full this year.
It's so full.
Yeah, it's really quite lovely. And I think people always think, oh, we need to go to Tahoe or we need to go to Folsom to find beautiful boating. And I feel like it's really safe up there because it's not overpopulated. It is just majestic.
Yeah, it's
and there are
gem.
Some communities that live right along there. You have a couple of couple of communities that have their own pools.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got there's actually two HOAs in Pollock Pines. We have Gold Ridge Forest, and then we also have Sierra Springs. There is also Jenkinson Estates, which is the gated community in Pollock Pines, which is closest to the lake.
And those don't come up very often.
Very rarely.
Those are gold.
Very, very rarely do you see something in Jenkinson Estates.
Because that's just a walk.
Yeah.
To the lake. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could walk from Gold Ridge.
Yeah, but you have to cross the street.
Well, unless you live off of Garnet.
Oh, true that.
Or Pearl. I even have a listing down on Pearl.
Oh, good.
But, in fact, can I tell people about it?
Oh, yeah. Tell us about your listing.
Yes, yes. So, so this is a beautiful 2267 square foot home. It's three bedrooms and three bathrooms. It was built in 1980, and it has been lovingly cared for.
Yeah, it's immaculate.
It's beautiful. My clients, it's been their vacation retreat for the past 20 years. And they've, you know, life changes, and they've decided they're going to let the home go. The price on it is $520,000. It's on 0.72 acres, so just about 3/4 of an acre.
Which is a large lot for
For Gold Ridge.
Yeah, this
is in Gold Ridge Forest. Gold Ridge Forest offers two pools. They just redid the pool and made it a saltwater pool.
Oh, nice.
And so it just opened Memorial Weekend, so all the residents are really excited about that.
Yeah, so there's a lot to offer.
Yes, yes. But this house is available if anybody's interested in purchasing the dream up in Pollock Pines. You should call me at 530-306-0075. Or look me up on the web at imhappyathome.com.
Fabulous. So as a realtor, what do you do if somebody wants to list their house to get them ready?
Oh, yes. Oftentimes it's a process that takes months.
Yeah.
So it always starts with a client calling me up and saying, hey, I'm thinking about selling my home. And, when should we meet? The sooner the better. We should meet whenever you're thinking about selling your home. You should have me out. I'm not going to charge you for my time. I come out. I bring you a market analysis, which shows you comparable homes to yours that are active listings, pending, and sold listings. And so that way we can talk about value. But prepping your home is, you live in your home differently when you're selling it. You want to showcase it, have it photo ready. And
decluttered.
Decluttered.
So they can imagine their things in that home instead of trying to sort through yours.
Exactly. Exactly. Oftentimes there's repairs that need to be made. I always recommend that my sellers get inspections done prior to listing.
Please.
Yeah, which is not the normal process in Pollock Pines. I know like in markets like the Bay Area, that's just standard operating procedures.
Yeah, moved up here from the Bay Area many years ago and helped my parents sell their home a few years ago. And you were required, literally. You get all your inspections up front so everybody knows what you're dealing with.
Yes.
And it really does make the transaction easier because you can get a termite report. And let's say the termite company says, there's like $8,000 worth of damage or work that needs to be repaired. But if you do that ahead of time, maybe Uncle Joe can do it for
you. Absolutely.
Or maybe the seller is a handyman and they just needed to know what needs to be done. So when you're taking care of that ahead of time, you can do that work yourself and
right.
then get and still be able to get a clear termite clearance.
Yeah, and even with your sellers that are, having trouble with the net to sale, like that that are having to sell or that are kind of, not going to be getting much out of the sale, you know, get those inspections. It's easier for your buyers. They can always submit those invoices into escrow, which can be paid through the proceeds. So they right. don't have to have that upfront cash in order to do those inspections.
Good point.
But it's right. always good to have that work done prior to, because nothing can happen during escrow process.
Right. Well, and even if you're selling your house as is and you're not planning on doing any repairs, if you get the inspections done prior, you're showing the buyer, hey, this is what as is means.
Yep. And this is what you're going to look forward to once you move in.
Absolutely.
Or have to rectify prior to loan
right.
funding.
Well, whole house inspection. Yeah. Septic. So I always recommend that you do have a septic inspection.
Yeah.
And if you're in El Dorado County,
yeah.
you're more than likely on a septic. There are some areas that are not on a septic.
Very, like, maybe like the built-up areas of El Dorado Hills and maybe some parts of Cameron Park. But if you're anywhere
else. Well, in Placerville.
Oh, in Placerville City. City proper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you're going to have that sewer. But anywhere else in El Dorado County, you're looking at septic and
right.
sometimes well inspections
but,
also.
But it's not unreasonable for a buyer to expect working infrastructure on their house.
Yeah.
And a septic is potentially a potentially high dollar item.
Yeah,
that's not a problem that you want to run into while you're in escrow.
Oh, not at all.
Time restraints. It's important to get that done, you know, prior, so that way you know going in. And then when you have that buyer start inspecting, bringing in their own inspectors, you're not sitting there biting your nails.
Nailed,
going,
yeah.
Ooh, what
is this
going
to work out?
Right, and you're thinking about where you're going, rather than where you've been.
Yeah, because some of those older properties, especially mm-hmm. up, you know, with the septics and stuff, you never know if you're going to run into the having to replace your leach lines and then it gets just crazy horrible.
Which, by the way, I know some very, very good septic contractors.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We know some very good everybody
after, yes, we do.
After this many years in the business.
Well, and I understand, too, that if there's a house that's vacant,
mm-hmm.
sometimes septic has problems.
Sometimes. From sitting? Like if the house has been vacant for a long time? I don't
not,
know.
Not
I,
as often as when it's...
got 15 too many people living in it.
Right.
Yeah. So
anyhow, yeah. But that's part of, you know, so I sit down with my sellers. I bring them the market analysis. I recommend some inspections. And I recommend, you know, that you invest in your listing. And then I turn and... Okay. And then I... Anyhow, yeah. So, yeah, we are going to take a quick break and we will be back in a couple of minutes.
Hello, everybody. It's Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Let's make this year the year you stop paying your landlord's mortgage and start making the investment in yourself. Everyone's talking about rates increasing, but rates are still historically low. So why don't you lock in your rate today and fix your cost of housing for the next 30 years? Get pre-approved today by calling me at 916-806-0606. And even if you've been turned down by another lender, bear in mind that Essex Mortgage is the bank and all lending decisions are made in-house. Essex Mortgage has several down payment assistance programs that will allow 100% financing for your new home purchase. We have programs for self-employed borrowers, jumbo, VA, FHA, and reverse mortgages for those over the age of 62. Call me today at 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606, or find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky. NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
Hi, this is the co-host of Real Life Real Estate and luxury realtor Christina Manuel. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I can help. From the city to the suburbs, buyer and seller opportunities are better than ever in our region. We have many pre-approved buyers looking for their dream home today. I have a strategic marketing plan that attracts thousands of home buyers with radio ads, professional photography, 250 online platforms to reach the largest buyers pool for your property. If I don't sell your home, you can cancel at any time. Listen, guys, buying or selling a home does not have to be stressful. So call me today at 916-251-6414 or visit reallifere.com for more info. Real estate is the key to building wealth, and our team will get the job done for you no matter what. So call or text me for all of your real estate needs. I'm always available, 916-251-6414. That's 251-6414. Stop paying your landlord's mortgage today. Christina Manuel, California BRE number 02001226. Real Life Real Estate number 02034422.
KSAC Money 105.5 FM and Money Experts. It's Real Life Lending. Now, back to Eric Ilofsky on Money 2.0.
Good morning and hello again. This is Sandra Pro with Essex Mortgage. Again, I'm Sandra at Essex Mortgage. I'm a loan officer, I'm an educator, and I'm a counselor. So if you are looking for some personal service, please give me a call at 530-391-4314. This segment, we're going to be turning it over to Ms. Tristan Norris with Placer Title. Tell us a little bit about, like, what does open escrow mean, and what is the difference between escrow and title?
Oh, there she goes. When you open escrow, that would be your real estate agent submitting a contract.
Yep.
And we would then accept an earnest money deposit from said buyer and request a preliminary title report, which would include all the search items on the property in question. We then get demands from the beneficiaries or any other lien holders on that, and it's just a whole process. And then it goes from there, and we usually have a – sometimes we're lucky and get 30 to 45 days, but lately we've been looking at these crazy 7 to 10 day closes.
Not from me, you haven't.
we love those. It's usually cash buyers that come in with that, but the market had been a little slow lately, and so even some of our lenders were able to pull 14-day closes.
Well, I still haven't seen that happen. well, I do. There is the whole appraisal process that usually ties it up.
So those have been coming back in like 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, it's been pretty quick. And so when, like, you have a house listed and you have multiple offers on the table, there is kind of a pecking order, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And cash offers usually are king, which is unfortunate for those who are looking, who maybe have a down payment or a small down payment, or maybe the sellers need to get out of town quickly, so they are going to take a shorter escrow. So there's all sorts of negotiating going on to get into title. But in escrow, when she was talking about an earnest money deposit, in your contract you write that you're putting down an earnest money deposit to purchase the house. It doesn't go to your realtor. It doesn't go to your lender. It goes to the title company.
The independent third party.
Well, yeah, it goes to the title company, but it is actually part of the funds that you need to close. So it is – it's just – securing, you know, it's your promise, it's your good faith, and it's your promise that you're going to go through with this transaction, and in the end, it is still buyer's funds to close.
Absolutely, yeah. A contract is not valid without some consideration.
Yeah, and you know, buyers, you know, need to know that if you put your earnest money deposit in and you decide to cancel your contract with the said, you know, your seller, your seller can request to keep your earnest money deposit.
So they can
always think about that before you get all trigger happy and just be all, I want this house, and you put in your contract and you put your earnest money deposit into escrow, and then you go out again still shopping, and then you found the other, your dream home, and then you think you're just going to willy-nilly cancel that out of the contract. You might end up paying especially
if that seller has spent some money to satisfy the buyer in that contract.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, let's say you put your earnest money deposit in and you get it a low appraisal, or you get a termite report that has a lot of work that needs to be done. So if there's something wrong during your inspection period, you do have the right to renegotiate and rescind.
Yeah.
And then that's a different story about getting that money back.
Yeah, it comes back.
It usually comes back, but it's important that people understand that that deposit is not released from title unless both the buyer and the seller agree to those terms.
And we have to be in receipt of signed cancellation instructions from all parties.
Absolutely. You can't just say, hey, oh, I'm done, give me back my money.
Yeah, no. And people think that too. They're like, oh, we're here to pick up our check, and I don't have any cancellation instructions. Your money's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of paperwork involved in buying a house, both with your lender and your realtor. But I also know sometimes I get a call from a frustrated title company saying, I've sent the buyers these forms and I need them back.
Oh, please, please, general public, fill out your opening paperwork and return it to title and escrow as soon as possible. We cannot move forward with your transaction unless we have the information necessary in order to do so. Yay!
That was a really long run-on sentence.
Hey, I'm really good at that.
So I just – sometimes the title company is kind of the silent partner for part of the transaction, and they're super, super, super important. And
absolutely, they are.
And key to closing a good transaction. So as far as title, when you're pulling that title report, what is it that you see or what is it that you do to make sure that when that title is transferred from seller to buyer that they are getting – a clear, clean title.
So that's what title is all about, is ensuring clear title. And it's an essential component of the real estate transaction as it provides protection and peace of mind to the property owners and the lenders. And we pull everything that could be recorded against the property, like liens, and that's, you know, personal liens, mechanics liens, IRS liens, state tax liens. It goes on. And the current mortgage that is held against the property is also going to show up on there. And so our job is to make sure that the vesting is correct.
Yeah.
How the current owner holds title is correct. And then we pay off and get all the other encumbrances released to ensure clear title to the new buyer. And the deeds we record at the county, the grant deed transfers the seller to the buyer, and we draw those documents and make it so it is a nice, clean transaction, and that you are going to be the one sole person owning your property.
Well, and that's the thing, like you sign your loan docs. Is a house mine? Nope.
Yep.
No. It's the house is not yours until we get recording confirmation from the county.
Yes.
In the state of California. There are other states that are different. But in the state of California, that house is not yours until the documents have been recorded at the county recorder's office.
But we do record same day. So
yes, we can record same day.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And it's not over until it's over. I've had one that I had to pull back at the 11th hour. It had already been released to record.
Yeah, then we can do that, but please don't.
Yeah, that was one time in 17 years, and it was a fluke. It was regarding a well, but yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, there are those last minute things that can happen. So it's not always just, you know, like butter. There are little things that can trip up and cause something to fall apart. But title in general, being the neutral third party, we are on everybody's side. All we want is for your transaction to go smoothly and for your transaction to get closed.
Right.
We want to make our realtors happy. Mm-hmm. We want to make our lenders happy. And we most of all want to make your clients happy. And we try to facilitate that by giving them the best customer service possible.
Which is what you always do, Tristan. Placer Title is amazing.
Thank you.
So what other things are you seeing in your industry that maybe the public should be aware of?
Well, lately we are seeing a new fraud scam, and we're calling this seller impersonation fraud. And the U.S. Secret Service has publicly warned of a recent uptick in real estate fraud associated with vacant and unencumbered properties, which that means free and clear. There's no mortgages or liens on the – no banks have rights to the properties. And they are posing as the property owners and negotiating the sale of these properties, which are vacant or lien-free, as well as vacation homes and rentals. So if you own a vacation home or a rental in the state of California or anywhere, actually, it is nationwide, do your due diligence. Call your county recorder or your local title company and have them pull your grant deed to make sure that you still own that property. These people are impersonating sellers. They're actually opening escrow for impersonating sellers.
That's crazy.
And we need our real estate agents to be very diligent to know your customer and do your homework and find out who the customers truly are and talk to your sellers
Yeah.
Make sure they are who they say they are.
So we should, how should we do that? Should we be checking their IDs?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Make sure they are who they are. And if you're getting anything via email saying they can't meet you in person, they can't be here, they're out of the country, those are all red flags.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And how often should somebody pull their title report to make sure?
You wouldn't pull your title report. You just request a copy of your grantee.
Oh, okay.
And I would, you know, every other month.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to make people hyper paranoid, but just, you know, just every once in a while, give us a call. We'll email it to you for free. It's no big deal.
What's the number they're supposed to call?
Oh, yeah. Placer Title, 530-626-3770. And my name is Tristan Norris, and I would love to help you with anything that you need.
And if you are looking to buy or sell a home, you should call me, Janet Gott, with Century 21 Select in Pollock Pines, 530-306-0075.
Well, I just want to thank you guys for joining me today, wishing Eric a really wonderful vacation. If you need to get a hold of a loan officer who's in your corner, my name is Sandra Pro, your professional loan officer, 530-391-4314.